South Australia's scandal-prone Child Protection Agency is facing an overhaul after damning findings from a royal commission. Families SA gained national notoriety for its handling of paedophile carer Shannon McCool and the death of 4-year-old Chloe Valentine. The state's Premier, Jay Weatherill, has conceded he made a mistake merging Families SA with the Education Department 5 years ago. From Adelaide, here's Tom Fedorovich.
Belinda Valentine says she's feeling a little better about South Australia's child protection system after a briefing with the Premier this morning.
Unfortunately, we need this department because we have children in chaos. That's actually not going to change. We are going to continually have children in chaos. What we need to do is actually make sure that they're looked after in a very positive, productive way that doesn't lead to the tragedies that we've actually already seen.
Tragedies like the death of her Adelaide granddaughter, Chloe Valentine, who at just 4 years old died after being repeatedly forced to ride a motorbike by her mother Ashley Polkinghorne and her partner Benjamin McPartland. The coroner criticised the broken and fundamentally flawed Families SA over the case, saying it took the path of least resistance in its dealing with the girl's neglectful parents. The Child Protection System's Royal Commission was set up in response to terrible crimes inflicted upon children in care, including by Families SA worker Shannon McCool. Commissioner Margaret Nyland has echoed the coroner's concerns in her written findings.
The agency tasked with the primary responsibility for child protection needs a fresh start, closely monitored and supervised by a refreshed leadership which is capable of modelling the standards of professional excellence that must be expected of staff. Its agenda cannot continue to be subservient to the overpowering agenda of a larger department.
That's a reference to a decision by Premier Jay Weatherill in 2011, who as the Education Minister merged Families SA with the Education Department. Commissioner Nyland writes that confidence in the agency is at an all-time low and it needs a complete overhaul.
Child protection is a difficult and complex business that requires many departments and agencies to work together. The Commission considers that if public confidence is to be restored, Families SA needs to be established as a department in its own right, with a strong commitment to the care and protection of children.
It's my idea. I've put it in place and it hasn't worked, so I have to set responsibility for it.
Mr Weatherill will follow the Commissioner's advice and appoint a Chief Executive with established credibility in child protection to a new department to oversee the area. He's defended the government's response.
As soon as we reached the view that this agency was suffering some deep-seated problems, we called a Royal Commission. Nobody asked us to. We initiated the Royal Commission. And as soon as the recommendation was made, we put structure on the agenda for her to consider. We also put the capacity for her to make interim recommendations. Today we have an interim recommendation and we're acting on it.
Opposition leader Stephen Marshall has been urging the agencies to separate for some time.
Today is not a day for gloating. Today is a day of welcoming this recommendation from the Royal Commissioner. Jay Weatherill was the architect of this failed experiment. This was an experiment which put the children of South Australia in a vulnerable position. This is an agency which remains in crisis in terms of its resources and in crisis in terms of its leadership.
Professor Leah Bromfield is from the Australian Centre for Child Protection at UniSA. She's told PM she can understand the rationale behind a dedicated department, but experiences interstate have her concerned.
In other states and territories where they've established standalone child protection departments as a result of an inquiry, eventually those departments have been expanded to include the preventative functions. It's been recognised over time that in fact child protection by itself is not going to reduce the problem of child abuse and neglect.
Belinda Valentine hopes no other child will ever suffer again like her granddaughter, Chloe.
I think the focus is on kids, and I think that in every conversation that we ever have about child protection, it's not about individuals. This is about focusing in the best interest of every child and making sure that safety net that we're providing is actually safe and secure underneath those kids.
The Royal Commission's final report and recommendations will be released in early August.
Tom Fedorovich reporting.